An analysis of agricultural exports has found that the high Australian dollar has hurt Australian farmers to the tune of more than $61 billion. The conclusion comes from the left-leaning think tank, the Australia Institute. It blames the mining boom for driving the dollar to record highs. Other analysts say the figures are an exaggeration and that it's not fair to blame the mining industry. Either way, the high Australian dollar is hurting some sectors of the economy, and it's not expected to come down soon. Simon Lauder reports.
The Australia Institute's senior economist Matt Grudnoff says if it weren't for the high dollar, Australian rural exports would have earned an extra $61.5 billion in the decade since the mining boom began.
So that's over the 9 years of the boom, but the rural sector as a whole lost $18.9 billion in 2011-12, so last financial year. The wheat industry lost $3 billion in that year, cotton $1.3 billion, the beef and veal industry lost $2.3 billion, and the sugar industry lost $815 million.
And what is the base rate that you would be comparing this to?
Sure, so we were basically looking at what impact the high Australian dollar had, and we did some research and we found that the average exchange rate from when it was floated in 1983 until the start of the boom, the average exchange rate was 70 cents. So we're basically comparing what the industry would have earned in export earnings had the exchange rate been 70 cents and comparing with what they're actually earning.
Those figures don't ring true for Ag Scientia grains analyst Lloyd George. Mr. George says there's no doubt the high Australian dollar has reduced profits, but not by that much.
The interdollars would be certainly overestimating it, but you know, certainly it's a substantial amount. Yeah, you know, kind of. If we set a normal dollar, it'd be 90 cents, and we're sitting at 103. It's taking off 10+% of the farm price, which is sizable.
Last week, the governor of the Reserve Bank, Glenn Stevens, told a parliamentary committee the Australian dollar is overvalued, but is not inclined to force it lower. The Australia Institute says it's a problem caused by the mining boom.
So the high exchange rate is being driven by the mining boom, and this loss in export income of about 47% is due to the mining boom.
Professor of Institutional Economics at RMIT University and senior fellow at conservative think tank, the Institute of Public Affairs, Sinclair Davidson, says there are other factors.
Relative to other countries, interest rates are very high, and therefore people would be buying the dollar for investment purposes and at the same time for safe currency haven purposes. So blaming it all on the miners probably just isn't a correct evaluation of what's going on.
The chief economist with JP Morgan, Stephen Walters, says he doesn't think the dollar will be worth less than the greenback in the foreseeable future. He says the mining boom drove the dollar above parity, but it's staying there because Australia is now seen as a safe haven for investors.
Yeah, I think the last probably 2 years at least, when you've had central banks around the world, with the exception of Australia, of course, have interest rates at or near zero. And a lot of investors out there looking for yield find Australia particularly attractive when our 10-year bond yields are still above 3%. And as I mentioned earlier, we're still one of those AAA-rated sovereigns out there. The UK is not. The US is not. France is not. So when you go down the list of AAA-rated countries, Australia does look very attractive, and therefore that attracts a lot of capital flows and keeps a lot of support under the Aussie dollar.
And if it is hurting exporters as much as some say it is, at what point does that become a real issue for the Reserve Bank?
Well, look, it's an issue not only for the exporters. It does make it very hard for the domestic manufacturing industry. Also makes it very hard for tourism. And remember, tourism is Australia's third biggest export. So when we've got a currency above parity, it does mean a lot of pain in a lot of parts of the economy that really are very exposed to the chill winds of offshore competition.
The Australia Institute's senior economist Matt Grudnoff rejects the argument Australia is now seen as an investment safe haven, and he stands by the figures in his report.
We're not saying that the mining industry shouldn't exist. What we're concerned about is if you allow the mining boom to just run red hot, it will cause collateral damage to other sectors of the economy, in particular agriculture, manufacturing and tourism, and these need to be taken into account when assessing the mining boom.
The Minerals Council of Australia has dismissed the Australia Institute's report as purely political.
Simon Lauder.